Bharatavarsha offers the proper land and circumstances in which to execute devotional service, which can free one from the results of jnana and karma. If one obtains a human body in the land of Bharatavarsha with clear sensory organs with which to execute the Sankirtana Yajna, but in spite of this opportunity he does not take to devotional service, he is certainly like liberated forest animals and birds that are careless and are therefore again bound by a hunter. Purport. In the land of Bharatavarsha, one can very easily perform the Sankirtan Yajna, which consists of Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu. Or one can perform other methods of devotional service, such as Smaranam, Vandanam, Archanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, and Atmanivedanam. In Bharatavarsha, one has the opportunity to visit many holy places, especially Lord Chaitanya's birthside and Lord Krishna's birthside, Navadvip and Vrindavan, where there are many pure devotees who have no desire other than to execute devotional service. Anabhilashita shunyam, jnana karmadi anavritam. And one may thus become free from the bondage of material conditions. Other paths, such as the path of jnana and the path of karma, are not very profitable. Pious activities can elevate one to the higher planetary systems, and by speculative knowledge one can merge into the Brahman existence, but that is not the real profit, for one has to come down again even from the liberated position of being merged into Brahman, and certainly one must come down from the heavenly kingdom. One should endeavor to go back home, back to Godhead, yanti mat yajinopi mam. Otherwise, there is no difference between human life and the lives of jungle animals and birds. Animals and birds also have freedom, but because of their lower birth, they cannot use it. Taking advantage of all the facilities offered him, a human being who has taken birth in the land of Bharatavarsha should become a fully enlightened devotee and go back home, back to Godhead. This is the subject matter of the Krishna consciousness movement. Then inhabitants of places other than Bharatavarsha have facilities for material enjoyment, but they do not have the same facility to take to Krishna consciousness. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has advised that one who has taken birth as a human being in Bharatavarsha must first realize himself as a part and parcel of Krishna, and after taking to Krishna consciousness, he must distribute this knowledge all over the world. So in this purport, Srila Prabhupada points out, actually it's already in the translation we can see that the most important thing which we need to endeavor for is to go back home, back to Godhead in this lifetime. And it depends on one thing. It's our decision. Whether we decide that, yes, I want to become this lifetime very serious devotee, I will follow all the instructions, I will not break the regulative principles, and I will endeavor to become a pure devotee because I want to go back to Godhead. Or we can take it more easy. Anyway, I'll do something, and even if I take birth, no, next lifetime I'll be a devotee, or I will be born in a rich family, I will get good opportunities to take up devotional service. So take it easy this lifetime. It's each and everyone's choice. But the second has disadvantages. because it may not happen according to our plans. And therefore, it's not advised. The Shastra doesn't advise it. The Acharyas don't advise it. On the contrary, they say we should focus on chanting of the holy name, then taking up devotional service. Akshaya Prabhupada points out, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam. These things we should do very sincerely. But yes, there are difficulties sometimes. Right? We are in this material world for a reason. We made a choice, wrong one. Instead of serving the Lord, we choose we want to be served, we want to enjoy. All right, mistake made. Now what to do with it? By denying it or taking advantage of, oh, I made a mistake, so now I can enjoy, and anyway, let's see what happens. That's not the proper attitude. Like, sometimes it happened that some devotee would break a karashi by accident. Then, so all right, anyway, I broke a karashi, so now I can eat whatever the others cannot eat, right? I can enjoy. But I have heard that Srila Prabhupada said, no, no, no. Okay, you have broken ekadashi. Now you follow the ekadashi, no, again. And on dvadashi, you have to break it. And you follow the next day on tridashi, again ekadashi. So now that you made a mistake, and therefore you can take advantage of your mistake. You have to learn from a mistake. Then it is to your advantage. Like when Haridas Thakur says that, Rupa Raghunath, right? Rupa Goswami says, then when, and Krishna says that too, when a devotee falls down, then how do we consider him? He made a mistake. Now, according to the Acharyas, according to Krishna himself, the devotee should be considered as a devotee. Right? Krishna doesn't take it as an offense. If the devotee accepts, okay, I made a mistake and I want to do everything to make up for it. So such a devotee who may fall down, it's not considered as the one who falls down. Because his mentality is, okay, there was a mistake, now I will do everything to make up for it. So he is not trying to, say, okay, anyway, yeah, I made a mistake, but everybody is making mistakes, so I can make so many mistakes and nobody can say anything. That's wrong mentality. That devotee falls down. But the devotee in the first place, what we mentioned, that who understands, okay, there was a mistake and I will do everything for not to commit the mistake again. He will ask the Vaishnavas, please forgive and help me so then I cannot commit the mistake again. That devotee is considered as a pure devotee. It's not considered as one who falls down. That's very important. So it depends on the mentality. Again, it depends on the decision of the devotee. If he wants to, he can remain on the platform of pure devotional service. But he must want it. And Haridas Thakur says that one who criticizes such devotee, oh, I saw him, he did something wrong. But now he already did the atonement for it. So, and his mentality is focused on Krishna. His consciousness is Krishna consciousness. So he is considered as a devotee by the Acharyas, by Krishna himself. Now, if somebody criticizes the devotee, I saw him, no, some years ago he did this and therefore he's fallen and no, nobody should mention his name. That's criticism. And that devotee who is criticizing such devotee, he falls down. Not the one who actually made a mistake. So we should be very careful, you know, not to do it. And again, it is our decision. So we have to decide what we want. And we have to decide what we don't want. In every society, and it is in our movement also, it is in Mayapur also, the society is always going to be divided into various levels. There are always going to be some devotees who are going to be very serious and they want to fully absorb themselves in the devotional service. They want to do everything as it's supposed to be. They will always follow the regulative principles, no matter what. They will always do it. So the influence of the material nature on those devotees is minimal or none. They are fixed in devotional service. Now, those devotees, there will be few. And there are also few devotees who are focused on enjoying themselves. So then they will do something, whatever it needs to, so then they can still be called devotees, but they will not want to. They will go and break the regulative principles on a regular basis. Because why should I, you know, suffer, do it? Anyway, I can do this and still they will call me devotee. So there will be the other opposite. And most of the devotees, they will be in between and they will need to follow. So if the leadership makes it possible for the majority of the devotees to be in association, to follow the devotees who have the higher principles, then everybody can come up to the devotees with the higher principles and also become elevated devotees. But it needs austerity. You have to get up in the morning, chant your rounds, take your bath, go for Mangalarati, follow the regulative principles. It's an austerity. But if done, then one becomes elevated. Now, on the other side, when the influence of those who don't follow the principles is not, if the influence is there on the society, so then, look, they are enjoying themselves. No, they are not suffering. They do what they want. They watch movies. They do this. No, they are happy. And I'm suffering. I have to get up in the morning. They get up now when they want. No, why should I do that? So because of not being properly fixed, then naturally the pull will be there. And many devotees who would follow the Hare principles stop doing that. And this is because of the lack of leadership. The leaders must see that that's not there. So we have to, in Mayapur, which is supposed to be the spiritual city, we have to prevent that. And I can see already how things are not happening right. There are devotees, there are children who they indulge drugs, alcohol, illicit sex, and what's being done about that? It's known. But the leaders are not taking strong position, which is not good. We have to do something about it. Otherwise, the spiritual city will turn into ordinary city with all the vices possible. So, and it depends on each of you individually. How do you decide what you want to do? How are you going to influence your closest friends? closest relatives. You influence them by your behavior. So if you think that at home you can do whatever you want and enjoy and not follow the rules and regulations, but at, outside and you just for a namesake should do, that's not good, not good enough. When serious, then we should be serious, while in the temple, while outside, while in our home, everywhere. And if we can do it, then together we can fulfill the desire of Srila Prabhupada to build a wonderful spiritual city in Mayapur. But then we have to see that not only few follow all the instructions, all the rules and all the regulations, but also everybody else in the society. And if there is something which is beyond what's tolerable, then there must be some device, some way how to either then correct these people, and if it's not way to correct them, then they must be removed. The influence is very strong, and it's going to turn into something which is not desirable. And we had seen it in many societies, many smaller or bigger societies all over the world. Even the biggest society turned into few years, actually, from spiritual into now that the children and the devotees, as I mentioned before, drugs, sex, meat eating happening there. Anyway, you have to take it easy. And this is not good. So we have to protect. We have to protect ourselves, we have to protect our children, we have to protect our society. This is to protect the legacy of Srila Prabhupada. So how seriously each of us takes it, then that much you can do. You can say, well, I don't have any influence, I cannot do anything, I'm just a little devotee, not doing much. Okay, do it. Do it yourself. Do everything perfectly as you are supposed to. By that you will influence others. Dhruva Maharaj, he was one person. And because of his determination for devotional service, even though he was strict, he didn't know that actually he was doing devotional service, but he was so determined that he influenced the whole earth. He controlled the whole universe. Even the demigods were controlled by him. One person. So it's not true that you cannot do anything. Each of us can do something. But first of all, decide what you want. And stick to it. But if you want to go back to Godhead this lifetime, then not too much of sense gratification will be very detrimental for that. So make your choice right. That's what needs to be done. And then we can utilize properly the opportunity we have got. The whole Bharatavarsha, it's meant for then the human beings born in Bharatavarsha can go back to Godhead. If they don't do that, they're like animals. Also free, all looks nice. But the animals don't know what to do. When the humans don't know what to do, they don't know what to do with their time. They spend hours on their Facebook. They spend hours on playing some games. just wasting life, then yes, it's very serious. So what's the difference of such a human life and animal life? Not much. But the human beings are meant to focus on devotional service, practice devotional service. So this is the meaning. We have got the opportunity. So the circumstances are right. Now take the opportunity. Of course, can say, well, I cannot do it. I'm so much attached to something. I'm so much influenced to something. Yes, it's possible. And are you wondering why? As we discussed before, it's because of no samskaras. All right, so you didn't get your samskaras. At least try to give it to your children. Have them being purified and taking opportunity, taking the human birth among the devotees so they can practice devotional service and go back to Godhead. So we have to be serious. Without that, it will not help us. Now, Srila Prabhupada had said that this movement will be here for next 10,000 years. So that will happen. But what about the individuals? It depends on you, whether you want to be part of this movement or make your own new movement or follow partially and partially just enjoy. That's all your decision. But being part of the movement means that you follow everything what Srila Prabhupada gave us, the instructions, 100%. And how can that be possible? Only if you know how to do it, if you know what to do, what does it mean to follow? So we need to endeavor to educate ourselves. Then we need to endeavor to educate others. Then, in association, try to gain more and more realizations. Try to see how we can apply this knowledge, which we gain by education. And cooperate to work together for the same goal. When one falls down, there is nothing better than a friend who helps you to come back again to the platform from which you fall down. That can only be if you have good association. Alone, it's very difficult to do anything, and especially follow devotional service. So, education, association, and cooperation, these are the three important things which we need to follow. And besides that, Srila Prabhupada describes these in his seven principles of ISKCON. If you carefully study these principles, in each, all three are described. So we should not take it lightly. We should very seriously look into ourselves first. And follow the rules, regulations, follow the instructions of Srila Prabhupada as given, not as we want them to be. And then others will get inspired by our endeavor. So when Srila Prabhupada says that therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has advised one who has taken birth as a human being in Bharata Varsha must first realize himself as a part and parcel of Krishna, and after taking to Krishna consciousness, he must distribute his knowledge all over the world. Now, is there somebody else than human being in this room? Is somebody born somewhere else than Bharatavarsha? So all of us here are human beings. All of us here are born in Bharatavarsha. Therefore, this instruction applies to all of us. Right? First, one must realize himself as a part and parcel of Krishna. How do we do that? Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam. Easy. And then, once you realize, whatever you realize, you preach. That's our duty. And Srila Prabhupada, he said, the human being born in Bharatavarsha must first realize himself as a part and parcel of Krishna. And then he must distribute this knowledge all over the world. There is no can, may, should. Srila Prabhupada used must. So he says must. Therefore, we also must take him seriously. But of course, conditioning is there. So whether you want to remain conditioned and take it easy, your choice. But if you don't do it, if you don't try to strictly follow the instructions, then you are not following Srila Prabhupada instructions. So, choice is ours. Now, if we follow the instructions as they are, then going back to Godhead, this lifetime it's easy. But if we don't, it may not happen to us. So, everyone has to make it clear for himself what he wants. Then you look for the association of those who are like-minded. So if you are serious, look for association of those who are serious, you will become serious too, like them. You can help each other. But if you say, I'm serious, and then you are looking for association those who are not serious, you will fall down. It's as easy as this. So, being responsible. Everyone is responsible for his own life. How you live it. What do you do? Somebody may, you know, experience some difficulties, sometimes great difficulties. Okay, whatever happened, what do you do with the rest of your life? Oh, I'm the victim. I cannot do anything. Yes, so then yes, you are the victim of the material nature, and definitely you cannot in this state do something. Bad luck. But if you can overcome this, well, okay, so many things happened to me, but I'll focus on Krishna now and from now all the time. Then you did your best you could have done, and then you achieved the highest in your life. Prahlad Maharaj, what he could have complained, he could have gone to the court, he could have gone to the so many things, right? Oh, I was abused by my father, so many things happened to me. Beaten, tried to kill me so many times. I want some money. No, I want something now for to counteract it. Right? But he didn't ask for anything. Why? Because he had the highest. he was Krishna conscious. So if Prabhupada Maharaj could have done it, anybody can. And when Hiranyakashipu was killed, then Prabhupada Maharaj didn't try to take some grudge on him or throw him into garbage or do no. He had compassion for his father and he pleaded with Nrsimharev, please take him back to Godhead. So a pure devotee, no matter what happens to him, he still remains compassionate. Haridas Thakur, he was beaten 21 times severely to kill him actually. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he took the beating actually. But Haridas Thakur, he didn't felt anything bad towards those who were beating him. He didn't look for revenge. He remained compassionate. So, compassion is the quality which, when realized, can immensely help one to spread Krishna consciousness. So we should all try to endeavor for it. So I think it's time now to really figure out for ourselves, individually, what do we want to do? Where are we going? What are we doing? Am I doing my best in my life? Am I follow devotional service to my best ability? And take the steps. Everybody is responsible for his own life. Don't blame somebody else for your mistakes. You can do that, okay, you may be right? And you can blame somebody for the rest of your life. And because of that, you may not be able to be Krishna conscious. What's the point? Who won? Somebody does something to you and you take vow that you will take revenge. So for the rest of your life, you will hunt him. And maybe you will get your revenge at the end of your life. But did you win? Did you achieve something? You lost. So be responsible. Any questions? Yes.
A very nice class, Prabhu. Srila Prabhupada said that every devotee has to fly his own aircraft, his airplane, which basically means that we are responsible for reaching Krishna Loka on ourselves. It's not that, of course, the spiritual master is giving all good instructions, but we have to follow those instructions and we'll be able to fly the aeroplane safely to Goloka Vrindavan.
Yes. Actually, some devotees interpret this as every devotee sits in the aeroplane and just enjoy yourself while you are going to Goloka. So you can do whatever, but you are anyway going because you are connected to the spiritual master. But actually, you are flying your aeroplane. So you are responsible, and the airplane is such that it reads your mind. So when you get now attracted to the spiritual world, it will take you to the spiritual world. But on the way, if you get attracted to some, oh, I didn't see this one, there is so much enjoyment I can see, you are there. So, responsible, yeah. It's very, very important that we don't take it lightly. Thank you. Yes.
The first point you make is clear. You know, we should teach by example our own personal excellence, the way we execute our sadhana. The second point, I want to make sure I understand. You say that the behavior of some of the youth, that they're consuming alcohol, drugs, in some cases even meat, and there is not enforcement by the authority. Mm-hmm. Authorities should be more on top of this. So I'm confused about that as far as, can you suggest a solution? You know, our own personal behavior, yeah, we're responsible, but how do we...
So when it is about children, and I had seen actually children not doing such things, so then as a society, as a parent, we are responsible for upbringing the children. So how is it possible it's happening? There are children having sex on top of the roofs. They are drinking alcohol. They are going and buy, you know, drugs, and then they smoke. That's reality. I am not hypothesizing. That's happening. So how is it possible? The children are not supervised. So then where is the leadership of the parents? Where is the leadership of the society to allow that? And it's happening, it's going on. It's not that once it happened. So, what does it mean? That everything is okay? Just close your eyes, they're young anyway, it's okay, let them be. Or it's something wrong and we should do something about it.
I think the point that I'm trying to come to, I'm gathering this is taking place in the temple. On the temple grounds, yes? These activities you're talking about?
In Mayapur, yes.
So, to the point to where I think you said to effect that we eventually could deteriorate and become a material city, not a spiritual city. So what is the solution? What is the responsibility of the authorities and why isn't it happening?
First solution, then those who want to be educated about how to do things and not to do things, they should be given the chance. So, okay, somebody makes a mistake. You tell him, you cannot do it again. Right? Educate him. This is not how to do it. You cannot take drugs. You cannot have illicit sex. You cannot drink alcohol. And give him something to do, something beneficial. If he wants to, he will do it. And it's the offense is done. It's absolved, right? It's, now, if he say anyway, I will do what I want. I don't want to listen to you. Who you are? No, who are you? So and then they will continue doing it. Then influence of such people must be removed from this in Mayapur. But for that, you have to have again the authorities that, okay, you are doing these offenses here, you must leave Mayapur. So, no, it must be, there must be some device, some way how to enforce it if needed. Otherwise, we will be overwhelmed by all this and it will become, no, too much for anybody to handle. Anything else? Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki? Srila Prabhupada ki? Jayanitai Gaur Premanande.